This meditation is based on the light of the soul, the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, discussing the eight means to union with the soul. Means one is the five commandments, yama, self-control, restraint, the abstention from wrong acts. These commandments relate the aspirant to other people and to the outside world. Read the Great Quest meditation document on the commandment about abstaining from avarice or envy. This will aid you in understanding the nuances of this commandment and the interrelation of all five commandments as part of man's universal duty. In these sutras about the five commandments, we are given one of the most important Raja Yoga spiritual techniques that teaches us to cultivate an opposite thought to counterbalance the negative one. Avarice or envy deals with the sin of covetousness and may lead to any number of physical plane sins because it is very powerful. It is a generic term covering potent longings which have their seat in the emotional, kamic or desire, body, coupled with a mental or monastic focus. Avarice is the mind force craving one desires, a potent kama-manasic combination. The counterbalancing thought is to be content. Ponder the fact that you are a soul, and your primary purpose is to realize this as a fact. All wealth, all power, all glory, all love will be yours when you are restored to your spiritual awareness, and this cannot be taken away from you. Pursue the goal of enlightenment. Crave this. Make this your first priority. Dedicate yourself to your spiritual practices, and you will find that craving material things will begin to fade. The more you let go in all areas of life, the more life and its wonder and glories will unfold for you. Basic meditation alignment. Sit comfortably with spine erect. Breathe easily and relax your physical, emotional, and mental fields. Focus high within your head. Visualize the light, love, and power of the soul pouring into your three personality vehicles. Pause for assimilation. Imagine yourself as a thinker, focused within the soul-illumined mind. Say the Gayatri. O thou who givest sustenance to the universe, from whom all things proceed, to whom all things return, unveil to me the face of the true spiritual sun, hidden by a disk of golden light, that I may know the truth and do my whole duty as I journey to thy sacred feet. A. Avarice is theft upon the mental plane and is contrary to yoga. How does avarice differ to what we normally think of as theft? In what way is avarice an impediment to union? B. If you scan yourself now, what avaricious thoughts have you been guilty of producing? What is it that you think you lack in yourself or your life, which causes you to have these impulses? As a result of this observation and the knowledge that avarice is contrary to yoga, what do you need to give yourself or tell yourself to overcome these feelings of inadequacy? C. When contentment is achieved, there comes an understanding of the law of rebirth. What is the relation between contentment and the law of rebirth? And why should contentment throw light upon this law? D. As a result of contentment, bliss is achieved. How content are you with yourself and your life at this point in time? What is bliss? Have you experienced bliss? Try to feel bliss that comes when there are no impediments between you and the source of love and goodness. Exercise: counterbalancing thought, contentment, and generosity. A. Identify an area of your life where you steal, why you take what does not rightfully belong to you. B. Identify also what it is that you feel you lack inside, which impels you to do this. C. See the solar angel, master, or God giving you what you feel you need. Respect, love, healthy esteem, etc. D. See yourself acting with integrity in that particular area in the future. Endeavor to feel love flowing from you to other people, soul to soul, then to the whole world. Throughout the month, endeavor to be content with what you have in life. Three, visualization exercise. This should only take a minute or so. One, choose one obstacle which you believe you have and wish to work with. Two, very briefly, realize how the obstacle prevents you from moving forward spiritually. 3. Determine that you will eliminate the obstacle. 4. Using your will and your powers of concentration, for a few seconds, visualize yourself demonstrating the opposite, positive quality. Four, meditation. Follow the Raja Yoga meditation method. 1. Each day, select one of the seed thoughts in the assigned document and focus on it. 2. Meditate by analyzing the seed thought using sequential thinking until you gain a synthetic understanding. 3. Contemplate on it by holding your consciousness high above mind and open to divine inspiration. Expect a soul-inspired thought or symbol to drop into your consciousness. 4. Illumination comes as you recall any insights and summarize and ground them in your memory. With deliberation, bring the meditation to a close and imaginatively reaffirm your focus in your mind and then your brain. Quietly review and interpret any insights you received during meditation, summarizing with clarity what these insights were and what they mean to you. Sound the great invocation, followed by the sacred word Om 3 times, visualizing as you do so the redemption or upliftment of humanity and the earth. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.